Hey David.
Hey Lisa.
Are you ready to be thrilled?
I'm ready to frock up.
Are you ready to be thrilled though? Because this is a musical thriller. Are you ready to be thrilled?
Dun, dun, dun.
We have watched the musical thriller, Priscilla.
We watched the musical thriller of Michael Jackson.
Queen of the Desert. No.
Oh.
No. Ding, 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 ding. They didn't do a Michael Jackson song. I was quite disappointed. Probably too much money.
Well, it's a thriller. A thriller day in the desert.
Dressing up like girls. Do. Anyway, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, 1994 movie.
No, we got to have to get past that one just yet.
No, we're going past it.
Okay.
And a virgin watch for David.
Yeah, I have not seen this before in my life.
Correct.
Priscilla, I feel very un-Australian not watching Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I thought you were going to say Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit? No, I don't want to watch that either. Imagine that as a movie. Trivial Pursuit, the movie.
Oh, that'll be out
they've
soon.
They've had Battleship. Yeah. They've had Connect Four.
I'm sure Scrabble's coming out next. Scrabble. They had Tetris. They'll bring it
out. They had Pixels, which was basically all the other ones.
Video games. So this movie's from 1994.
Yeah, 1994.
And the cast in this movie is Hugo Weaving, Guy Pearce, Terrence Stamp, Bill Hunter, Julia Cortez, Al Clark, June Marie Bennett, Sarah Chadwick, and Leighton Pickin. Pickin?
Pickin.
I think it was Pickin. Maybe Picker.
Pretty much there's four people in this movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, I asked this question after the end of the movie, and then I said, shut up, that's content, because I realised I shouldn't have asked you this question.
Yes, ask me.
What did you think of this movie? Because it is a way out there film.
So growing up...
just like we said last episode, David is not homophobic or anything like that. He's just not coming
Don't even go on that. You don't need to say
week.
That.
No, I'm just saying, because some men wouldn't like this movie. Guys in dresses.
No. Let me actual speak.
Actually?
So growing up in Australia, and I was a teenager when this came out, and this was like critically acclaimed. This was like, look at what Australia can do. This was like a massive thing, right? So you kind of, like, this is kind of like Australia breaks into the American market with Priscilla, Queen of the Desert and all this stuff, right? And I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting.
Something more.
But I was expecting more of a movie and less of just lots of weird scenes that didn't really go together properly. It was okay.
Oh, you didn't think they went together properly?
It just kind of was a thing. I don't know. It was okay. Like, it's not terrible. I don't think it's a
groundbreaking
bad movie.
For 1994. I think now you're watching it with 24 eyes.
I feel like it's the whole dressing up as a woman, groundbreaking. But the actual storytelling was just a normal story. It wasn't anything fantastic. Didn't really break any ground. Felt like they kind of hit all the points where you think they would hit. You know, they got to show the country town people not accepting them.
Yeah.
Also the country town people accepting them. You have to show the native indigenous people. You had to show...
Showcase Australia.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Okay.
I didn't mind it.
Okay.
It's no two hands, but it's okay.
It's no two hands. So the budget for this movie was $1.84 million Australian dollars.
I was going to say $184 million. $1.84
million.
The bus cost them.
And this was in Australian dollars. So, and then you've got your box office, which I imagine is worldwide because it'll be, I don't know what it would translate, which dollar it is.
Yeah.
But do you want to hazard a guess as to the box office?
1.8. This made money quite a bit. 40 million?
No, not that high. 29.7.
Oh, yeah.
So considering how much it was made,
that
box
massive.
Office isn't really high. It is for probably 1995.
No, it's pretty
it's
good.
It's a 30-year-old movie. Now, Stephen Elliott, this is a bit of trivia for you.
Who's Stephen Elliott?
Stephen Elliott is a gentleman who, or a person, I want to assume a gender, who wrote this movie.
Yes.
And they got the idea for the movie after seeing a plume of feathers from a drag queen's headdress tumbleweed down the street at Mardi Gras.
Oh.
And as somebody who has volunteered for Mardi Gras for the past six years, this year will be my sixth year.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The Sydney Gang Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Yes.
In case we have Americans who don't know, because they've got their own Mardi Gras, which is not the same kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm also Australian. We're watching. All right.
Just making sure.
Got to dumb it down, do we?
No, we're not dumbing it down, but I had a look at our numbers, and it's 60% Australian, which means there's 40% of people listen who aren't Australian.
Correct.
So
correct.
That but means that they might not hear our voices and
understand. All right. The Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Just in case they thought we were from Melbourne.
Anyway. And you can tell the difference.
I can't tell the voices as much as you can.
I can.
The accents. I can tell a Queensland accent. That's probably about it. Melbourne just sounds like they Queensland accent themselves.
Is just, let's, like, if you're a Queenslander, apologies. But a Queensland accent, the normal episodes would be about 1.5 times longer with a Queensland accent.
I don't mind a Queensland
accent. And with a Melbourne accent, it'd be about 1.5 times more ridiculously stupid and loving themselves.
Yeah, it's funny because at my grandmother's funeral last year,
yeah,
I saw my Uncle George again.
Yeah, which he's Queenslander.
He's lived in Queensland.
Is he still talking?
Probably. But he does. I noticed now it's that you slow. Say, think about it, when he stopped me, he started talking and I'm like, fucking hell, this is going
just
on.
Just speed it up a bit, buddy. Yeah,
no. Well, that,
very slow.
I didn't give him a chance to finish. I grabbed his arm and shook him. No, I can't.
I'm not going to let you finish.
I'm not letting you finish.
So I should have said for Melbourne, 1.5 times more pretentious. That's what I meant.
Yes, it's true. That's the word I want. They do talk like they're full of themselves.
They do feel like they know.
And I can say that. I've experienced it. Okay, so, from the Mardi Gras experience that I have as a volunteer, the tumbleweed of feathers down the street is it's just every year, it's just consistent. I might actually take footage of it this year.
You should.
And we can
take
put
some
it on
footage
our
and we'll put it up
Twitter.
On our feed and thing.
Yeah.
Can I say, I'm just glad that they didn't make this movie circa about 2014 in Kingswood in Western Sydney, because this movie would be much less about cross-dressing and more about people who have hair being pulled out.
Yeah, you need to tell that story now.
Do I tell the story?
You should.
Okay, so
let's make it about you. Come on.
No, I don't want to make it about me, but I want to say you said like tumbling down, like
tumbleweeds. So,
yeah. Basically,
could have gone the Keanu Reeves route.
I saw what we would call, that's true. I saw what you would call in Australia a scrag fight, and then like two women who did not like each other and also were quite, you know, scraggy, if you want to say it that way, and then, like, about a minute later, I was there and all of a sudden the wind blew down the street and this clump of hair just rolled past me. Like a tumbleweed.
Like two cats fighting.
Yeah.
It's that equivalent.
Anyway, you keep going with what the background of this is.
So Broken Hill's homophobic opinions were true at the time.
Of course they were.
But after the film was released, they started their own drag festival and continue to have it every year.
Yeah,
so they've good. The town's actually progressed and have embraced it. And used it as a touristy money-making scheme, which is good for them. Tim Curry turned down the role of Mitzi.
That would have been amazing with Tim Curry.
Yeah, so these are all options. Bernadette was possibly going to be the following people.
Okay.
David Bowie. Bernadette is... Bernadette's the one that had transitioned.
Oh, Bernadette. Mitzi was Hugo Weaving.
Yes,
I thought, I was thinking of Bernadette. Yep. Okay.
But you think about the look of Hugo Weaving and the look of Tim Curry, they're not far from it. They have that look about them.
But I wouldn't think I'd enjoy it as much because it felt like it had to be
Australian
Aussies,
people.
Right? And it felt like Bernadette could be foreign.
Yeah.
Because Bernadette, that's why I thought
she
Tim
had a
Curry
very British pot.
Yes. Then. You feel like that could make sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, these are the options for Bernadette.
Yes. Yep.
David Bowie.
Oh my God. Let's dance.
John Cleese. Oh, David's jaw. David's jaw just dislocated. That
oh
was hilarious.
My God. That would be the weirdest movie ever.
It gets weirder.
Do you think John Cleese would? No, he wouldn't have done this.
He would have done the Ministry of Silly Drags.
That would be so weird. Okay, it gets better.
Tony Curtis.
Oh, my God. Because Tony Curtis, way too old at that point, too.
I would think so, too.
But
aging queen. But then they want an aging queen.
But that would actually be really good.
Yep. And John Hurt.
Yeah, okay. John Hurt's a little different.
Yep.
John Hurt's kind of, baby, don't hurt me no more.
Now, Felicia.
Yes.
Which is Guy Pearce's
character. So that's
Guy Pearce's
character.
It was actually going to be Jason Donovan.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay, I could do that.
He turned the role down.
Yeah.
Saying, it's not going to be successful. Mm. And he didn't want to be associated with the LGBTQI community.
No, I can understand why. Can I understand why, you know, was it Craig McLaughlin was another one?
No.
I was going to say, because that could have been. Because they did want to pull people from Neighbours, obviously.
Yeah.
Because they got Guy Pearce, who's from Neighbours as well.
Yeah. Who's Tick?
Is Tick was...
Is that also Mitzi?
Yes.
They refer to Mitzi as Tick.
Yes, they called Mitzi Tick at one point.
Their, the first choice for Tick was, these are hilarious, Rupert Everett.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right, so this movie with Rupert Everett, Tim Curry.
Possibly for the main character of Mitzi slash Tick.
Oh, that's the same. No.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rupert, it'd have to be Rupert Everett, John Cleese.
Yeah.
And Jason Donovan.
Yeah.
Imagine that movie.
Yeah, right.
That's not a good movie.
No. Or Tick could have been Colin Firth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Excuse me, Mr. Darcy. Can you tuck your sack back? Anyway.
That would be... Why is there so many foreigners? I reckon they went out for foreigners and then they didn't decide not to do it.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't because it's ridiculous. Because this is an Aussie movie. Yeah, I know. Maybe they would have done an Australian accent, but...
No.
I can't imagine.
No. Do you remember that really bad movie... called Welcome to Whoop Whoop. It's an Aussie movie.
Vaguely.
And it's got the beef curtains bit in it.
Oh yes, that's right. And there's my beef curtains.
They're all Aussies except one guy who's the dude from he gets mixed up with other people. Mm-hmm. But he's this one guy who's not a massive Hollywood actor or anything, but he plays it just as an American accent, right? Mm-hmm. But it's sort of really weird to have him in there. And
he stands out.
He stands out. And why is he there? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
So I can understand it's Terrence Stamp, isn't it? Yeah, Terrence Stamp. I always think his name's something else.
Yeah, I know.
I can understand Terrence Stamp because it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? He's, you know... been here for a while.
Yes.
I know we're saying he, maybe we should say she, but whatever. Been here for a while, going through the transition, you know, sort of was one of the lay girls, you know, in the day.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So you can understand, might have come over and lived here for a long time.
Yeah.
And sort of doesn't have an accent, like has an accent, like has been here for a while.
Yes.
So it's really well done.
Yeah, it just sounds like she's poncy more than anything, not so much that she's British.
Tim Curry does not fucking work.
No, none of them do.
Why would Tim Curry be here?
Not even, I mean, Jason Donovan's a stretch, but really, none of them would fit. I don't know, it's supposed to be an iconic Australian movie.
And well, maybe it wasn't going to be an Australian movie first. Maybe it was going to be, maybe they were going to have it so that it was like a performance that started, you know, they came to Sydney and then they had to go to Alice Springs. So maybe the same idea. But they would have been more fish out of water because they weren't even Australian.
No, I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
I don't like...
The storyline doesn't track for that.
I like all those actors, but none of them would work.
But you're aware of the follow-up movie that America tried to rip off from this movie, the Farewell Julie Newmar. With Patrick Swayze. Yeah.
Wesley Snipes.
And I think it was... Was it John...
Leguizamo?
Yeah. Was he the other girl?
I know it was Patrick Swayze and whatever.
Snipes, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's him. He's the other girl.
Yeah.
But
that one was played like comedy, whatever. This is funny, right?
Yes, it's comedy slash drama.
Yeah.
And of course it's got music in it, but I wouldn't call it a musical.
It's not a musical thriller.
No.
Definitely not a musical thriller.
No. I was making fun of the fact that it's classified as a musical thriller for the thriller part, but since I look at it, I wouldn't call it a musical either.
No,
it features music in it. That doesn't make it a musical.
No.
That's why I like this movie.
Yes.
Musical is when all of a sudden, you know, like, don't you want to eat some pie? Let me tell you why I don't want to eat some pie. Well, and then they go into song about why they don't want pie.
Yeah.
This is not that.
No, of course not.
No. So, that was all the trivia I have for this movie.
Cool.
And we can go straight into this movie.
Let's go with the bad guy.
You do it. Every time, you made fun of it when I did it.
No, I'm doing it to make fun of you. I'm going to continue to do it.
Correct.
That's right. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wish I wrote notes better because I don't know what this means. I wrote, what if arm disappear?
I remember there was a shot off the pool table.
Yes, okay, thank you.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
You said it as I was looking down. I was still writing my notes because I was behind.
Yeah.
And you went back and showed me again. So they did this really artsy shot, which I'd never seen before in a movie, where it was like the bottom half of the screen, which was the pool table, was at a different focus. Basically I was watching it with bifocals.
Mm.
There was the further and the foreground and the background.
Was it artsy or was it a way to try to make it look like... it was all closer so that it was better and they just fucked up. Because to me it looks like they fucked up.
No, it just looked like they tried to have bifocals with their camera.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was quite clever and I'd never seen it before.
So you've got like the performing in the pub kind of thing.
Yep.
So that's where this pub scene comes from. Have you got stuff for that?
No, I think mine's afterwards when they're in the makeup room after.
Yeah, so he goes to make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I said, what if he called Mr. Anderson?
Mm-hmm. What if he called Keanu to join?
That's right, whoa. Mr. Anderson.
He's not Mr. Anderson. Oh, I know he is.
Mr. Anderson.
What's his first name? Neo.
No. Neo's his tag, right? Oh. When we do Matrix, if we ever do Matrix.
We can't do Matrix.
Has it got time travel?
Doesn't it?
The first one doesn't.
That would hurt my brain doing Matrix.
I'm not going to do Matrix. Try. I won't pick Matrix. Don't worry. And I know you won't. The only Matrix I want on this podcast is John Matrix.
Like, what from a Commando. Stupid name is Neo Anderson.
No, his name is something Anderson, but he goes by the gamer tag Neo. That's how it works. Anyway, yeah, so what if he called Mr. Anderson?
Mm.
What if he picked up the phone and he went into the Matrix?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he got sucked in the Matrix while wearing the outfit he was wearing.
True.
Imagine the agent, but instead of him wearing like the suit and the glasses, he was a showgirl, and he just turns up being a showgirl everywhere.
Be good if he was a red frill neck lizard.
Anyway, keep going.
And then I said, "What if bleaching killed?"
Oh,
they were talking about someone. Oh, that's right. So then the next shot is he's trying to get Bernie.
Yes.
To join them.
Yeah.
And she's at the funeral of her partner.
Yes, that's right.
Because he was bleaching his hair.
That's right.
And passed out from the fumes.
Yeah, so they, at first they said something else is what killed him, and then Bernie says
slipped on the water in the shower. Yes,
slipped on the whatever, but no, bleached himself to death. Probably would, you know, if you close yourself in a room for long enough.
Yeah, the fumes are pretty bad. Whew. They are. It's really
strong. What a way to go.
I know, right? Never got to see his hair finished. That's pretty distracting. That's
pretty awful.
Yep.
So you get the idea that this friend of Bernie's, mm-hmm. like, which is a lover, is like a 20-something-year-old kid.
25, I think. Yeah. So she got herself a younger man.
So she got herself a sugar daddy.
Yep.
Not a sugar daddy, what they call it, a toy boy.
Toy boy.
That's the word.
That's right. Yeah, she's a sugar mama.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I said, what if she was too sad to go?
Mm.
So if it was just the two of them?
Yeah.
Would it be as successful?
Well, when we first see Guy Pearce, I said, what if he could forget everything and then he had to write stuff on his hands?
Oh, damn.
Just take a memento for that. All right.
That's terrible, mate. Insert crickets here.
I would do that, but chirp, it's chirp, chirp, too much chirp. Time to work no. out, and I don't really care about it.
Okay.
So they basically, yes, what if, so you're saying what if she... If Bernadette hadn't gone?
Yeah.
So just the two of them?
Yeah.
Well...
Unless they were planning on... In
you need Guy Pearce for the bus. I forget what's Guy Pearce's character's name.
Felicia.
Bye, you need Felicia for the bus, and you obviously need Mitzi, right?
Yeah.
So you could do it without Bernie. One thing that might change is that when he gets to the fork in the road, he goes which way, one way, the other way, and Bernie actually says shortcut. Go that shortcut.
She doesn't want to be on the road for two more days.
Exactly. So they might not have gone the shortcut.
They might have stuck to the path.
They might have made it all the way. Yeah. And it might have just been a movie about getting there and the kid.
Yeah. They would have made it quicker.
They would have made it quicker. Yeah.
2 days longer, but they would have had civilization, mechanical help.
Yes. Well, this is the thing, is the bus breaks, but we don't. They try to indicate the bus breaks because he takes the shortcut, right? That's what they're trying to say in this movie.
Well, it says that it's got a lot of dirt in the fuel tank.
And it
I
does.
Don't think that's, I don't think that, for but me... But
he says that, like, he says that, oh, no, I shouldn't have taken that shortcut.
Yeah.
That's what he says, right? Anyway, let's go back to when they first go on the bus. When they first decide to go. So, yeah, fair enough. They all go, right? So, what if... excuse me, sorry. What if... They couldn't get the bus because obviously, what's the name, pulls the... I'm just going to call him Guy Pearce. Guy Pearce calls the mum and says...
Felicia.
I keep going to forget it.
She calls the mum and asks her to get the bus.
Give me the bus. 10 grand for a bus, right? Yep. What if instead of spending 10 grand on a bus, they just spent 10 grand on a car?
Yep.
That had like a station wagon.
Yeah.
Because they didn't need that material. No. I mean, they did need the big stiletto, I suppose.
Yeah, but you could put that on a... you could put that on a four-wheel drive.
Well, they could have also posted it. You know what I mean?
They could have shipped it. Yeah, I don't think they were going to do it. And they didn't really need the stiletto. The stiletto was for the car ride and one
prop. Show.
Yeah, you could have done without it.
Could have done without it.
Yeah, it wasn't really necessary. Missy had
a show envisioned, you know.
No, I'm sure she did, but still.
So I said, what if he had called the bus Bussy McBusface?
Yeah, should have.
Because they're Australians, yeah. And that's what they should do.
I'm Bussy. Bussy of McBuck Bus Face.
What if they called it Busty?
Busty LaRue.
Busty LaRue, yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
What if they'd called it...
The Gus Bus. You okay. Right?
Yeah, no. I was trying to get the right word for it. I can't think of it now. I was going to say, what if they called it Shitty Shitty Bang Bang?
Yep.
You know, anyway. When he swings the glass thing to break it, what if he broke the glass on the actual, like, broke the headlights?
Yeah, if he didn't hit the guard. It had a bull bar, which is pretty good for a bus.
And then we see them all saying goodbye to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we notice that Margaret Pomerantz is in this movie.
She's the mum.
She's the mum.
Guy Pearce's mum. David said it and I went, we have to go back and see it.
Pomerantz.
And it was quite clearly her. I was like, oh, how excellent.
I wonder if they got a really good review on the movie because she would have reviewed it, said it's fantastic.
Like I feel like you'd have to ask the other guy and goes, well, personally, I think the mother in this movie was disgusting.
Oh, David.
You're so crazy.
Oh, David, it's terrible. Seriously, that show is the best.
You don't know what
we're
talking about. You're too young.
Yeah, or you're not from Australia.
Yeah.
What if the constant... Oh, I said, what if the constant braking stuffed up the bus? But then it did. They keep braking all the time. Like, they keep doing this...
Yeah, but the braking is not what the issue was.
No, I know it's not that, but...
For some reason, I don't know if it's the roads, because I don't think the road does that much damage so quickly. I know they're driving a long way, but it's from people when they drive your car... Yep. The petrol tank to
empty.
They
didn't fill it up. And that's what Bill Hunter's character says.
I was taught that from a very young age with my first car, that you never let your car drive on very low tank.
Yeah.
Because there's sediment at the bottom of the tank.
Gets sucked up.
And it fucks your engine. So you never let it go below a quarter of a tank. That's what I tell my kids and that's what I tell myself.
So did they get to they're driving on the bus, they get to the pub where they get abused by the woman yet?
Before that.
Yeah.
Just the conversations about... Felicia's dreams of doing something on a rock, a particular spot that she wants to go to.
Yep.
And I said, what if Australia did need a cock in a frock on a rock? That's one of the killer lines in this movie.
This is the thing about this movie, right, is that most of this movie takes place as conversations they have on a bus.
Yes.
It's
simple.
It's very much like a drama. It's not very thrillery. I don't feel thrilled.
What if Australia wanted a minge with a fringe having a whinge?
Perhaps.
Or a clunge having a plunge listening to grunge.
Well, yeah, 1994 definitely would.
Yeah, it'd be perfect for it. So, yeah.
They'd be freaks of nature.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was good. And then they go to the pub.
Yep. So the first pub they go to.
Yes.
So I said, what if the pub crowd doesn't laugh?
Mm.
Because what happens is this woman comes up.
Tells them they don't belong
here. And tell them they don't belong and you won't get served here and whatever.
Who looks more ironically like a lesbian than anything else.
She's a tough woman.
She's
basically a
dyke. She's just missing a bike.
Exactly. She ain't got no bike.
Yep.
And then obviously they have the smart comments.
Yeah.
And then everyone in the pub who has been very much staring at them just starts laughing.
Just laughing because they realised they're funny.
Yeah.
It's okay. They're funny.
What happens instead of laughing if they all pile on and tell them to get lost and whatever?
Mm.
I kind of feel like that scene can't go that way because you have to have the bad scene at the end.
Yeah.
If everyone is bad to them throughout the whole movie...
They just turn around.
They wouldn't keep going.
No.
So,
well, they wouldn't stop as often.
Possibly not.
Yeah. I said, what if two fat slags at a pie bake-off was a lesbian porno? Or the unofficial title of the show, Great British Bake Off. Two fat slags at a pie bake off was good.
That's good.
Yep. I said, what if this was the Outback with Benny Hill?
Yes.
And then they're out. They must be camping out.
There's a drinking competition first. We're still in the pub.
Yeah.
So they have the drinking comp. And I said, this movie needs Chris Farley in the drinking comp.
Mm. God, we keep coming back to that fucking movie again.
If Chris Farley was in this, as Guy Pearce's character.
He'd be good as an offsider.
Oh, he's fair enough.
Excuse me. And then I said, what if a dingo got their drag queen?
Yes. So they drive past the fork in the road,
mm-hmm.
And they make the decision. Have you got to that part yet? Because I think the camp out is after that because the bus breaks down and they have to camp out.
No, I think I'm still... No, I'm still at the pub.
Oh, you're still at the pub. Okay. Yep.
I said, what if you did have a face like a cat's ass?
Oh.
Sorry. What if Avon was sold drunk at the pub?
Yeah, he's selling the man.
Yeah, he's selling the, this moisturizing lotion. And he goes, but don't pay now. don't pay your money now. I wonder if
he makes any money off that. Surely
probably not. But it was so funny that he's just doing his Avon spiel whilst he's pissed. It's really good.
It's pretty good.
Then they come to the fork in the road and I said, what if they stuck to the asphalt roads? You know, if they'd broken down.
Kick them to the asphalt.
They would have been better off.
And then I said, what the fuck is with the woman and the trolley and the fork in the road?
Mm.
Right?
Yep.
Do you understand what that is? Do you understand anything what that means? I do,
but they don't explain it. So maybe I missed the detail. Maybe we missed it. But you know, like, what's his name's character? Roll to the Rock?
Yeah.
This is what she is.
Really?
She's off on a running adventure to raise money for some sort of charity or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And you just see her with a little light flashing.
Yeah.
Making great headway. She's like beating them on a bus.
Trolley. I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah.
But she's in purple too, which is very interesting.
Yeah, she's doing one of these little charity runs things. Okay. She's running across.
Because it just went, what the fuck is this, right? Because it just sticks out like a fucking sore thumb. Like, what is this?
And I thought there was a bit where they explain it, unless they cut it off and maybe it's in a longer version.
Maybe it's in a director's cut or something.
I know what it is, so I feel like it's been explained to me before I watched it.
I had no idea, so
yeah, I know. It kept popping up. Like, what? And I was patient. No, it didn't
keep popping up. It happens twice.
She appeared more than twice. I only saw her twice. Like three times.
I only saw her twice.
But then every time she popped up, you're like, what the fuck
I lost my mind the second time I saw her. Because the first time I was like, oh, okay, this is something quirky. This is an Australian movie. Fair enough, something quirky. Then she fucking turns up again and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I thought it was hilarious because I was like, I'm just like, keep your mouth shut because they explain it. I know they explain
it. They don't explain it, so it's even more funny. Yeah, because I felt like I was descending into madness slowly in this movie. Like very slowly, but at this point I was just like, yeah, okay. Someone in purple running past. Fine. Okay. At this point, I was still fairly sane. As sane as I've been, like, you know, in the last 10 years. But, you know, like...
It's not saying much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I said... So they get stuck, right? And I said, what if they'd got stuck at Devil's Marbles? Because then they could make a joke about the uncle in the bath.
Yes. Yeah, that would have been a good bit.
Except the problem is the Devil's Marbles is not in the right region, but it would have been really fucking funny.
It would have been good, yes, because the marbles would have been indicated.
That story about the uncle in the bath.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it so much because they're leading you down one path.
Yes.
And they're like, this is going to be... You know what it is? When, especially in the 90s, right? So this is the peak of 90s gay panic, we hate...
Yeah.
People who are different. Like, oh, this is right?
What caused him to be
exactly.
This way.
And that's what you're waiting for.
Yeah.
And then they go, nope.
No,
this shows his character, right?
Yeah.
His character. I mean, look, who knows if this story is even fucking true, but this is his character. He is a shit stirrer.
Yeah.
And it just shows how much that he's not going to take shit from people and mm-hmm. he's a smart ass, right? Mm-hmm. But you love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. That's what I like that character. Yeah. I really love Guy Pearce's character.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's an idiot sometimes.
He's a moron.
Obviously later on.
Yeah.
But at this point, you're like, oh, yeah, go for it. Put that guy's nuts in the fucking sink.
Any attention is good attention for him, unfortunately. But yeah. What if Bernie died? There must have been something that happened to Bernie in a
car. Oh, yeah, okay. So after they break down, then Bernie says, I'm going to go out and walk, whatever.
She goes, I'll find help.
She goes to find help.
So she does a Clark Griswold and just...
She just goes walking.
Walks through the desert.
Yeah.
No water, nothing.
So very cinematic. This is very nice. I think they've done this for a reason, right?
Yeah.
And I said, what if this was like Lawrence, but she was Bernie of Australia?
That's good. Or Lawrence of Arabia.
That's right. I also said Lawrence of Arabia, but I didn't want to say that one too loud.
No, say it loud. Say it proud. I said, what if she died? Because she wouldn't have got the help and then they wouldn't have brought them back. So the other guys would have just been stuffed.
Exactly. Well, no, the help doesn't even help them. So basically she finds some people.
Oh, that's true.
In the meantime, Mitzi has decided that this is the perfect opportunity to do some practice.
Mm-hmm.
So Mitzi's doing practice with like all kinds of flaggy things and whatever. And I said, what if this was a Red Hot Chili Peppers film clip from the 90s? Because there's like these weird, like in the wind flags. Were really
popular in the 90s.
Very like, and like that kind of silvery, I'm pretty sure glowy. Pet
Shop Boys do also probably do that too. Thing.
I just think Red Hot Chili Peppers when I think like flags in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And then whilst, so they've all got something to do.
Yeah.
Guy Pearce, which is, what the hell is that?
Felicia.
Felicia.
Bar Felicia.
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 So Felicia decides that because they'd had something painted on their bus.
Yep, go home fags, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was AIDS something. It had AIDS on it.
Yeah, that's right.
AIDS fuckers or something, yeah, something or whatever.
Like
that.
Yes.
Anyway, decides that she's gone and got some paint.
Yeah, she bought some lilac paint.
Yeah, like some paint at the whatever. Decides going to paint the bus. And I said, what if she'd just gone hell for leather and painted over all the glass too?
Yes. They need windows, David.
But also, it's a weird way of painting because she's painting one way and then later on...
And then she does a top half.
She's hanging suspended while painting. But you could clearly just lift your arm a little bit higher and paint there.
No, because she does the entire bus.
Yeah,
She doesn't even just do that trim around the side. She does the whole bus.
I suppose, yeah.
And I said, what if Lisa painted like Felicia does? Could you imagine me doing my painting upside down? Like how to lose a guy in 10 days style?
Oh, my God.
And in my classic style, I said, what if Felicia died painting the bus upside down?
Of course.
So
Bernadette finds those people.
Brings them back. Yep. Hugo Weaving's character.
Still dressed like...
A green, jolly green giant.
Some kind of dream person.
Ew. Go away, Sam. That's gross. What if green was his colour?
Yeah, I think green is his colour.
Maybe that wouldn't have scared the people
away. No, I don't think so. I think they're scared because it's, once again, the gay panic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I can see that. What if... It's right. So then they're...
So the people drive up?
Yep.
See...
Now, they're dancing.
Yeah.
They're doing a practice and then an Aboriginal person in a truck...
Yeah, that happens after. Yeah, they're doing... So the people drive up and drop Bernadette off, basically, and then just hightail it.
Yeah.
And then, yes, they decide to do their dance.
Yep.
And then the local Aboriginal person finds them.
Yep, and I said, what if it wasn't a nice night for it? He goes, nice night for it.
He's very funny.
His character is so sweet.
This is a good character.
Yep.
And then, this character has to be sweet, because you know what? If this character was bigoted, this movie would be terrible.
Yeah, no one would like it. No. They have to be the good guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, what if the natives were hostile?
So there's a point when Felicia is painting.
Yep.
And paints like the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if she'd gotten sunburned and permanently had boob painting?
That'd be hilarious and accurate as fuck.
It'd be so funny.
Yep. And then they perform. They sit at the fire and they watch them all making music and they go, oh, well, it's our turn.
So sorry, before we go any further. I also had, what if Bernadette hadn't found the people and then what if the people hadn't driven away? But that's fine.
If she hadn't found the people, she probably would have died.
And if they don't get discovered by the Aboriginal person too. Yes,
yeah.
Because they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. You think that maybe the people ran back to the town, said something about it, and that's where they found them? Is that why they found them? I feel like there's a connect there because it happened straight after. Like,
yeah, I don't know, but do you think they don't seem like they're part of these towns? With a bunch of
queers or something.
Yeah.
And then he might maybe hear it in the town and then goes over.
He's like, I like queers.
Yeah, or I'll go help them because I'm not a cunt.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go back to a camp place. They're like doing songs and stuff like that. I said, what if they turned up in the frocks?
Mm.
Do you think that they would put people offside at the start?
100%.
Because they do put the frocks on eventually, but they kind of eased into it by knowing these are people who dress normally but then dress up.
Mm-hmm.
That they're not always dressed like this.
And I don't know why they think it's their turn to do it too. Like, it's still, like, that was a risky move to do.
It definitely
is. Especially considering what's happened previous. But, then they're performing and then Alan's dancing, the Aboriginal fella who picked him up.
Yeah.
Picked them up. And then they put him into an outfit.
It's good.
Hugo Weaving's face is like, ooh. And then all of a sudden he's dressed up and he's dancing around.
Yeah.
And then they're walking back to like the bus or whatever. And I said, what if Alan got dragged into a job? Ba-boom.
Well, yeah. What if Alan decided to stay with them?
Yep.
And they had a fourth member.
Yeah. Be good. Diversity.
A fourth member would be good. Mm. I think it'd be interesting.
And then there was a mention about ABBA and I said, what if every turd was an ABBA turd? And then I said, what if blow-up doll kites took off?
Literally. Yes, I don't know why that takes off.
I don't know. It's brilliant, though. It's very good.
It is quite funny.
I think I said, what if I wore corrugated iron?
Yeah, there's a part with someone wearing corrugated iron at some point.
Yeah. And then I believe...
they get back to the other town where Bob is to look after them.
Yes. That's right. And Bob's introducing them his wife.
Yes.
And they're having dinner.
Yes.
He's trying to convince them to do a show at the pub.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife, who's from Thailand...
she makes some good dinner.
I show. And they're like, nope, she's banned from the pub. And then they go over to the pub and they're doing a show and it's not well received.
Well, he tries to indicate that everyone would love them.
Yeah, but they just don't.
But they don't. No. Because only he loves it.
Yes.
He thinks it's fantastic. He thinks
that everyone will like it because he likes it.
Yeah.
Luckily, they get disturbed by Cynthia, who breaks out...
yes.
This is where it becomes
a thriller.
Yes.
She fucking breaks free. Mental.
She breaks free and does her special show that she does. Lovey, lovey, sucky, ducky, $5.
Oh, my God.
And I said, what if Cynthia was into dodgeball instead of ping pong ball?
Oh, there's an episode of South Park where I think it's Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
And she's doing like, obviously it's not really her, but whatever. She's doing this thing and they're like... she's doing a it might be even the South Park movie. She's doing a performance for the troops,
mm-hmm.
and she's got her legs in the air, and you just see these ping pong balls, and all the troops are like shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you keep seeing it, and eventually they cut across, and she's just there, fully clothed, just hitting it with a paddle. And you're just like, that's why they're so shocked. They're like, we're not getting what we want.
Yep. I had a thought. I said, what if you held the ping pong ball scene side by side with the Gremlins scene when Gizmo gets wet? Because if you could play those two videos side by side, it would be identical. Oh, both of them.
Yes.
Gizmo's on his tummy. She's bent over and there's just things flying just out of them. Yeah. Yeah. One's having more fun than the other.
Definitely.
Obviously.
Gizmo has a lot of fun.
Correct. Then Bob kind of does a quick fix on the... oh, no. What's her name? Leaves him.
Yes. So, yeah. So she drives off.
You bad man with little penis.
Yes. And then Bob says that he could drive to Cooper Petey.
Yeah.
And get it in the tank. Or the guy coming from the tank. And then it's pretty obvious that he can't help them, but he wants to, right? Yeah. And then they could have driven off without Bob.
Yeah.
So if they drive off without Bob, they'd probably break down very quickly.
Yeah.
And they're stuck again.
Yeah. They need Bob to do fixes on the way.
Mm. Now, if we still had Alan at this point.
Alan.
And Bob also joins.
Yeah.
We've now got five people in that bus.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them are going to be performing, do you think? I feel like if they push hard enough, they could get Bob to perform.
Oh, 100%.
I really feel like Bob wants to be in the show.
Yeah, oh no, I think he wants to be in Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does really like Bernie.
Because that's where I said, what if Bob and Bernie had a love scene?
Yeah.
They allude to it that they get drunk and they pass out.
They really, you know what? It really probably should, but I feel like it's too racy for the 90s.
Yes, yes, too much, too much.
Just too much,
but
too
soon. But they both wake up completely drunk and her head is in a cake?
Fucking most
random thing.
I don't know why her head's in a cake.
Makes me allude that there's...
cake pillow.
Yeah, so it makes me think they were so drunk, God knows what they did that night. And they act a bit funny.
I you know what, I just
brings
wanted
her
to,
flowers the next
at
day.
At this point, I just wanted to point out how funny this movie is and how much Australian comedy this is.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this goes down in other parts of the world, but this is very much Aussie humour.
Yeah.
And I'm here. I am everywhere for it, as they would say.
It's such good jokes.
Just so good.
Every little quips and, oh, please, and oh, just the comments and the comebacks. So
good. The little comebacks and everything.
Yeah, it's really good. I enjoyed it very much. And then they get to the next town.
Yeah, the next town is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be Cooper Petey?
I'm not sure.
Whoa, that sneeze was good.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hurt my back.
She blew her back out.
I blew my back out with my nose. I'm going to sneeze again.
All right. Oh, that one's not as good.
I had to break.
Next time, go straight into the microphone. Then. It just peaked like crazy last time.
I was too busy bracing my back for that one. Oh, she
blew
her
back out. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, me doing different things.
Now, I don't know where I'm at here because there's not many notes left for me. And some of the notes are just me talking about whether I'm high watching this movie or not.
Well, the next one for me is when Felicia gets attention assaulted. Assaulted. She gets attention from the wrong people. And I said, what if Felicia was extra circumcised if she, you know, if they got to her?
Because
Bill stops them.
Yeah.
Or Bob. Bob stops them.
I was going to say Bill. It's Bill Hunter.
Bill Hunter, but Bob. Yeah. It's very similar names. I was right to Bill make and Bob. Yeah. I said, what if the homophobes came after them after the fact?
Yeah, they should really like, should have kept going.
They just didn't bother to chase it. Yeah, I think that they would.
Mm.
Especially after Bernie kicks someone in the nuts and stuff. Like, it's just, you know.
Yep, definitely.
They definitely want that. That would give the movie a thriller rating, in my opinion. This is probably the most.
This is the thriller part. This is the part that's a bit scary, but it's not that scary.
No, it's very low key. It's not anything like you'd see nowadays. But maybe for 94 it was.
Yeah.
I said, what if you could keep a good bitch down? As his wife says.
Yes.
So they get to there and he meets his son.
Yeah. So when they get there, have they gone past the lady with the trolley again yet?
Probably.
Because I think that's the last time.
Go on, address it again.
And I just said, this is now the reappearance of the lady with the trolley. And I went, am I high?
She's at the very start too. She appears three times.
And does she? I didn't, I missed her at the start.
She appears the first time at the start.
Yeah.
As they drive off, she's following
behind. Oh, okay, missed then that Then at part. Night,
she's walking past and they're like, hello.
Yeah.
Lovely night for it. Mm-hmm. And then she just keeps on going.
Yeah, that's the way I met her. I saw her the first time.
Yeah, and then it's this one.
And then this one.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they do get there. There's also a discussion at some point about Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And her and something about Edward. And I said, what if Edward wasn't Queen Elizabeth II's worst problem?
Oh, my God. You cacked yourself so
hard. I laughed so much.
Because that joke, in the context of 30 years later, is hilarious.
Funny. So good.
So funny.
Because I'm like, okay.
That's not the problem, child.
Edward's definitely not your problem anymore, is he?
He's...
I mean, you know.
Compared to everybody else's problem with the other one. Anyway.
He's like a choir boy compared to him.
Fuck hell. Anyway, that's hectic.
Anyway, keep going.
That was really funny, that joke, because I think it's just funnier now because of...
It's funnier now, because back then, I think Edward had some problems, right?
Yes, he did. He was the weird one.
Yeah, he
did. Andrew married Fergie, right?
Was it Edward married Fergie or Andrew?
No, Andrew.
Was Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew married Fergie.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about the monarchy, but I know that.
I get confused.
So he was seen as in normal steed.
Yes.
Edward's the weird one looking face.
I thought Edward had some kind of scandal, but I can't remember what it was.
He might have, but nothing compared to what Andrew now done.
No, definitely no.
So yeah, that's a good joke that ages well. So thank you, Royal Family.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for the writer of that one. Of keeping that in. I said, what if he'd had a daughter instead of a son? Would that make it any different for him?
I think it would.
In setting an example.
Oh, maybe or wanting to be around. Example? I don't know. It's sort of, okay, so it feels like it has to be a son for it to make sense for the movie.
He goes ultra male mode, but
he tries to.
If he had a daughter, what would his reaction be? Would he just be himself or would he still try to be the macho dad? For it. I feel like it's only because he has a son.
So, settle this for me, right? Do you think that him and the girl decided to have a baby because he is gay and she's also gay?
She's lesbian.
She wanted a child.
Yes, they wanted to have a child together.
Yeah, and so that's why they did it.
Yes.
Okay, but then her girlfriend left.
Yeah.
So she's left with the kid.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I couldn't tell if that was actually what the story was or whether I just put that on it.
Yeah, no, that's what it was.
Okay.
Whether or not she had that girlfriend the whole time.
Yeah.
And this is just, she made it sound like their agreement. Now you need to spend time with your son. We agreed this is the way it was going
to
be.
Yes. I will raise him to a point and then you have to spend time with him.
Yeah. Which I find, as a mum, really hard to do. I don't know how you
I don't understand
how you want your son to have time with his dad, but not at the risk of you having nothing with them. So.
No, I don't think... I don't think that she's giving up the son completely. I think she's saying is she just wants to go on a holiday for a couple of weeks and have him to look after.
She wants to go for a couple of months, she said. Or
whatever. She wants to have a holiday for a while.
Yeah, I know.
And let someone else look after this kid because she's had no holidays in like 10 years.
Yeah, I know. I suppose.
And she runs a hotel in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, you can go on holidays with a kid. It is possible.
I know it is, but that's the idea of the movie.
No, I understand. And I said... Then he tries to be all macho. He looks like a weird camp.
It's so
crocodile
bad.
Hunter.
Yes.
And the son says, you know, I want you. The ABBA song knows. Basically, admits that he knows who he is and what he does.
Yes.
He grabs the kid and puts him over his shoulder and runs back. And I said, what if he dropped and killed his son running over the rocks to get back? Because he's not the most nimble of people.
No, no. Lucky there's no doorway, otherwise I would have knocked him out. And right before his fucking surgery.
I thought he's not a stormtrooper. And then no. I realised where you were going with that.
Sorry about that.
Stormtroopers have issues with
doorways. Well, because this is where we get the frock and, on the rock.
Frock and a rock and a cock. Yeah. Frock and a cock. And,
this
no,
part.
Cock and a rock. No, fuck.
Because because Bernie cock and Felicia go for the walk, yeah. But he decides not to go with them.
No, he wasn't going to go with them. And then because when the he sun wants set to be, it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's like, oh, no, stuff yeah. this. So I want to be part of it.
Yeah, so they all do that together.
Yeah.
Now,
what if Alan is there still?
Yeah.
I want Alan to be in the rest of this movie.
He's so good.
What I would love to do is I would love it to be, I suppose you can't oversaturate with Alan, right? You got too many owls. But what it really would be great.
I would have liked him in the end sequence.
Yeah, in the end sequence. Or either that, or he turns up in Alice Springs and he's in the crowd and he's cheering them on, yeah. right? Because you know what? When you watch, so are we into the performance yet? When they start them doing performances?
Yes, yeah.
It's like a montage, right? So yeah. What I didn't understand, I'm like, how the hell are they doing these wardrobe changes?
Yeah, no.
Then I realised this is all the different nights they've performed or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that.
It's like a 2-week run or something.
Yeah.
So what would be great is because at the start they're doing the performance and the crowd's kind of like, yeah, great. They're not really into it.
No.
I'd love it if Alan and Bob were both there cheering them on.
Yeah.
And then the crowd kind of gets the energy and they lift and it lifts.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone's into it. That's what I'd really want to see.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, but
no.
I'd love to see that.
So they decide that they got to go back and Bernie decides that she's staying.
Yes.
And
as with any journey movie, someone always ends up staying
behind. Excuse me. And I just said, what if they didn't make it back home? What if the bus doesn't make it and they break down again?
Why wouldn't they just get on a fucking flight and fly home at this point?
Yeah, well, they've got all their stuff.
They've got the money now, but they could just ship their stuff back.
Yeah, I know.
So she's let her kid go on a bus that she knows is broken down and the mechanic's not with them anymore.
Yeah.
Who's fixed it.
Yeah.
Although I think they're trying to say that they fixed it. They've changed the tank and whatever.
Yeah,
it should be fine.
Yeah, the tank is fine. Yeah, but there's still other problems.
But what if there was other damage that he doesn't know about?
It makes me think about it. You fix one thing, something else breaks.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was all I had for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
They get back to Sydney.
Yeah.
I got nothing else either. But I just wanted to finish the movie.
Yeah.
And they had the performance, yeah.
Yeah, where they should have been Alan.
I know. Mm. What if, instead of doing a performance like that, they did just puppets?
No.
Why not?
No. No more Seagull. Bad Seagull, bad.
I got a something for you.
He'd be tucked behind his legs if he was in this movie.
He
so
might
nothing
be.
Would be clapping.
Okay, so you asked me at the start whether I enjoyed this movie and
yes.
I found it weird. I think, just talking through this movie, I realised I actually did kind of enjoy it.
Mm.
I do like it.
You were laughing a lot.
It's funny. It's very funny.
Yeah,
I've got to say.
A lot.
I really do enjoy it.
And you genuinely were like, this is funny. This
yeah,
is good.
Should be labeled as a comedy.
I know. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I don't
was
know
about.
Why it's a mystery.
Someone's
thriller.
Mislabeled it.
Yeah, or whatever.
It's dumb. But yeah, that was Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
And so I did enjoy it.
Good. Now it's your turn to pick a movie, David.
Okay, so I'm going to push a special button so that I can have a think because I have no idea what I'm going to pick at
don't
this point.
Don't touch me while we record.
Oh, come on, baby. Just a bit more. Okay, I have a movie for us.
Okay.
So we just did a movie about people travelling a long distance, like a road movie. We're going to do another road movie.
Roadhouse.
Oh, I thought about Roadhouse, and then I remembered that I don't like Roadhouse.
Road Trip.
I thought about Road Trip, and then I thought, no, not that one.
It's a mad, mad world.
Geez, you keep making good suggestions. Like, that's a really good one. Maybe I should change to that. That's really good. The
well,
Big
that
W.
One or Rat Race.
Yeah,
the
I love my
one
Rat
or the
Race
new
too.
One. The
yeah,
new one's
Rat Race
quite
is
funny
good. John Cleese, you know.
Yeah,
he was in this movie
yeah,
apparently
he could
somewhere.
Have been. Yep. All right, so it's none of those.
No, I'm going to do something a little bit off kilter. It's not exactly the same.
Wow, that's not like you at all.
Not like me. So we're going to do a movie called Paul.
Oh, cool.
The Alien.
Yep.
And it's got in it. And it's got the guys from the Frost
Shaun of the Dead, yep.
What's her name?
Yep. It's funny because
Simon Pegg.
I listened to Perrin in Hell with Rob Beckett.
And Josh Widdicombe.
And the next episode that I've got on my list is Nick Frost.
Oh, that'd be good.
So how funny is that?
That's so you have to get
up.
Some good stuff on it
yeah.
so that we could talk about
if
Nick Frost's
if they talk
parenting.
About Paul, yeah, sure. And his parenting.
His parenting of Paul.
Yes.
I really love this. It's a really good movie. And I haven't seen it for a long time.
It makes me think that if that scenario did ever eventuate,
yes,
this is a very likely scenario.
I like this scenario. Remember we had with District 9 and we said, like, that's probably more likely the scenario, just the spaceship breaks down.
I like the...
This one's good too.
Yeah, I like the alternative looks at the whole America does all this
thing. America's got to fight the aliens.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want that shit.
And blows them away because that's, they're heroes. So, yeah, this is good. Paul.
Paul.
Yes, please. All right,
we shall watch Paul and we will return in Un Weekend. I don't know. I felt like I had to say something kind of Spanish-y. Not sure why it's in Roswell, but either way, it's New Mexico, so it's kind of like Mexico.
Do you think that's how you say 1 week in Spanish, though? That's my problem.
Pretty close. Un Weekend.
I wish my phone had Spanish, charged still.
Then tell me if un weekendo. Oh, by the way.
And if you are Spanish, we apologize profusely because that's not 1 week.
Trying to say things in different languages. Today, someone from my work who has a French background, her birthday is coming up. And she said, we always sing happy birthday to people. And she goes, you guys will have to sing to me in French. And I went, so I looked up the Google I Googled what it was to say happy birthday in French. Then I tried to pronounce it. And every time I did it, I sound like Mario Brothers. I don't know why.
Is it your birthday?
Is it your birthday? And she's like, I'm not sure you're getting this. And then I just did that impersonation of her and sounded like I was Indian. So I cannot do a French accent.
I would have said, you're in Australia, love. We will be singing to you in our native tongue.
Oh, we will sing it. Don't worry. We're going to sing it with the most awkward way singing ever.
Happy birthday, croissant.
Croissant.
Well, there you go.
Yes, so we are done with this, and we will move on to next week.
In uno weekendo.
Uno weekendo.
How do you say good in French? Because, no, was it?
Bon.
Sydney weekendo. Come on, let's go for a Sydney weekendo. Come on, let's go. Sorry, I have to do that. Say yes.